caravans that went through many different cities. We went through, actually, started in Seattle on the 20th and went through Portland and Olympia, Eugene, went through San Francisco on the 24th, and I won't list all the cities, but and stop me whenever whenever you want, but I'm going to keep on talking. But the idea with the caravan was to get to all these cities and raise awareness about the situation in Juarez, which is a border community along with El Paso, Texas, and it's actually one of the largest border communities in the world, I think, and it's about a total of between two and three million people when you count El Paso with it, which you really should do with most border border communities. And in Juarez, for the last 10 years or so, hundreds of women have been murdered, and there hasn't been any real investigation or closure to finding out who killed them or punishing them. So the delegation went down there to demand justice in these cases and try to get the Mexican government to actually do something because the police haven't been investigating. And there's just been an endless cycle of politicians pretending to be concerned but not really ever doing anything. So yeah, that's the basics. Do you have another question?
Well, a little difficult to have a conversation the way we've patched the phone here. So it's good if you kind of go off in your own territory without my questions and my prodding. So if you have other things you want to say about...
Well, I was curious. I know that as far as what's happening in Juarez, like, I was curious if the government there has been making any headway. I haven't really heard anything since
okay.
I saw like a documentary about
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll just keep talking then.
But I was curious to know if they've been investigating it. And also I heard possibly that that there may have even been police officers involved in the killings, allegedly, but I don't know if that was explored at all by the investigation down there. So
chuckles. Little delay here, but okay. We'll wait for your voice.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of different aspects to the situation. Maybe it's a complicated situation, but the thing to remember is that a lot of people that you talk to who don't know about this, the first thing they ask is, well, who's doing it? And the answer is not in that direction. It's not about a sort of whodunit mystery. There's not a single murderer or even group of murderers or group of groups. It's really about the systemic circumstances present in Juarez, and that set of circumstances involves a lot of different facets, including economic conditions brought about, especially in the last few years, by NAFTA. Which is about 10 years old, and so are the murders. Then there's the situation of narco trafficking and the related corruption on the part of the police and politicians. And you have also a cultural situation where the lives of these women just are not valued, and that's a snowballing situation because, you know, once you get these murders happening and nothing being done about them, then that sends a message to people that they can go to Juarez and kill women and not be brought to justice. So, you know, there's even signs that you know, people are coming from north of the border to Juarez to commit these crimes. And the murders have spread to Chihuahua City, which is 5 hours south into Mexico. So it's really a growing problem. So we went down there to try to, you know, bring more awareness to this, put pressure on the government, and also just to show our solidarity with the activist groups that that are down there already working on this all the time. The family groups that consist of the mothers and other relatives of the murdered women are doing work constantly around this, and there's also labor groups that work with the maquiladora workers. A lot of the women who were murdered worked in these border factories. And then there's groups like Women in Black and Casa Amiga, which is a battered women's shelter, the only battered women's shelter in Juarez, which is pretty amazing since it's such a huge city. So we went down there and met with these groups and learned what they were doing, and then we also went with the mothers to meet with various government officials, and that was pretty interesting because a lot of these politicians, they're there, you know, listening and trying to look concerned, but also you can tell they're not really that interested. Although there were some positive signs, possibly, that there was some steps moving forward. For the first time, the government, the state of Chihuahua, seemed to be at least acknowledging that there was a problem. Prior to this, the reaction basically was sweeping the problem under the rug and or, you know, providing excuses like, well, these women were all prostitutes or drug addicts, and so they're not worth caring about anyway. So now they're starting, it seems, to admit that something's wrong. It's interesting, just last week, the mothers went to Mexico City to meet with President Fox, whose position has always been, well, this is a matter of state sovereignty, and the federal government can't get into this, but the federal government has gotten into other situations similar, so that's just hogwash. But the mothers were quoted by the press as saying, well, the meeting was truly useless. And the next day, Fox, seemingly in reaction to this snub, he announced that he was going to, make the Juarez murders a priority and get to the bottom of it. So that's interesting.
So, just to let people know, Steve Heise's film is going to be playing on Friday tomorrow.
So,
we're gonna Let's see. So that's a different venue. I'm just going to quickly let people know that that's at the Coyote Hyena Studios at 2390 Mission Street. And that's from 7:30 to 10:30. There's also music and speakers there. Again, Francisco Herrera and, well, this is different music, Francisco Herrera and Coro Obrero. And Steve Heise's film Carnation for Caravan for Justice in Juarez in Chihuahua, and we can put the intercom back on if we have another question. Let's see.
Well, why don't you just give some closing words and then we'll hang up since we haven't talked. So hang on.
So our phone patch is a little complicated here, and we're gonna try to get a little better connection for this. But let's see if do we still have him?
I think he's still
line?
There.
Okay,
Steve.
Yeah, hopefully you can hear us. But I think he was gonna say a few closing words. Steve, I'm sorry for the difficult way of communicating with you, and but we enjoy getting your perspective. It really adds to sort of the seriousness that goes with the Borderland Film Festival as well. And if we can repatch this phone in a different way, we will try to come back maybe if you're around a little later this evening to talk more about the AFTA conference that was happening in Tucson, which is, I can't even begin. I would like to try to ask you lots of questions about that. You were streaming that as part of Portland Indie Media's radio project there. And we'll just see if we can improve our communication line and come back. We could ask you, maybe just get a summary, a little quick thing, introduction of AFTA.
Can you maybe give, just before we let you go, like a quick summary of AFTA and what's been going on in Tucson?
So we're waiting. We have to ask the question by phone.
I don't know if we will, so, because we're limited here. But we'll just have you finish off with that. So I'll patch you through right now.
Okay, so we're coming back to the Steve on the intercom.
That the U.S. is pushing through